The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, Brett Puffenberger is an author who's got a book out called Flames of Destiny Book 1, in which Princess Evangeline is about to face the biggest hurdle of her life, arranged marriage. And he's on the line with us here just now. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing smashing, thank you. So, without spoiling the book entirely, just take it from there and tell us a little bit more about the plot, if you can.
Right, so Princess Evangeline is in an arranged marriage and about to face her wedding day. But a few weeks prior, she is almost kidnapped by a mysterious boy in a group. Ooh. And he is in prison at the time of this wedding, but a terrible empire known as the Flame Province comes and destroys her city right as she's about to be wed. And now she has to deal with her future and everything going on with this boy as her leader to try to make it and figure everything out and find a way to get her city back.
It's all going on there. Does she rise to the challenge?
Slowly but surely, she gets there. She has to deal with trauma that has just happened.
Yeah.
And following this boy that's supposed to be a criminal and just a heartless being, but she finds out later that that may not be the case.
Oh. And in terms of the arranged marriage, did she want it to go ahead?
She wanted to do it for her city because she thought that's what her father would want. But as stuff starts to reveal itself, she really didn't. And yeah. She just wasn't so sure what her father wanted was what she wanted anymore.
Mm. So where did the inspiration for this story come from for you?
So I'm a big fantasy fan and a big anime and manga fan.
Yeah.
So I just like to mix the two together to create characters that I always would like to watch on the screen, and either live action or, for me especially, animated and like Japanese style anime. I don't know if you've ever heard of One Piece or The Fairy Tale or Black Clover, but I kind of took a lot of inspiration from those stories.
Yeah. In terms of the actual plot, where did all this stuff come from? I mean, was it from that anime kind of thing exclusively?
Not really exclusively. I took some inspiration from the Witcher series.
Yeah.
And any real fantasy elements of fantasy creatures like orcs, elves.
Mm. How long did the book take you to write?
I have a full-time job, so it took me quite a bit. It took me 2 years.
Did the pandemic help with that, or was your job schedule still pretty much the same?
The pandemic helped. I was still working, but I was working from home a lot, and it wasn't as busy for me. I'm a contractor for FEMA.
Yeah.
So I got to work from home a lot, focus on both things at the same time.
How did you manage to find the time, I suppose, because you have a full-time job? Did you set aside maybe a couple of hours a day somehow?
Yeah, I set aside a couple hours a day, and my wife was truly an inspiration behind me as well. She knew I wanted to be an author, knew I had a story I wanted to tell, and helped me with the kids and everything.
Yeah. And your wife actually has a favourite character in the book, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Her favourite character is, if you know anything about anime tropes, you know there's these funny animal kind of familiar-like characters. And there's a little squirrel. We call him a squirrel demon in the book, and his name is Surly. And he kind of has a mix between a Cajun accent and Irish accent, and sometimes you can't understand what he's saying, but when you do, it's kind of comic relief.
Yeah. And why is that her favorite character?
It's just a nice takeaway from the story. Like, she loves the story and the plot and everything, but just him talking and him getting involved kind of makes everything relieve itself.
And the cover of the book is quite cool as well, because it's got the woods and flames, really. It's actually looks like somebody on fire. Would I be right to guess that?
Yes.
So who did the cover?
Amazon KDP helped me through the whole process of editing the book, coming up with the cover, marketing. So that's kind of what we're in the middle of right now. But yeah, Amazon came up with the cover and I approved it, and it kind of, I won't say people just light up on fire in the book, but it's kind of a symbolism to say, hey, stuff is kind of burning down all around you, and how are you going to get out of this?
It's great that Amazon are giving you help with the whole marketing and book covers and everything.
Yeah, they've been amazing throughout this whole thing. I will say I am extremely excited to work on the second book, and hopefully they're just as excited to help me with it as well.
Yeah. Have you started writing or coming up with ideas for the second book yet?
I haven't started writing, but I have it planned out. Just got to hit the word.
Yeah. And what kind of things can we expect from this second book?
You can expect Evangeline, the princess, and A's relationship to grow and falter at the same time, and kind of have to really make it through some hard times to see if they can make it through. You might see some characters leave, and you're going to see a lot of powerful new fight scenes, which is what I love writing.
Yeah. For this book currently, what is your favorite character? Is it the same one that your wife chose?
No, my favorite character is the boy. His name is, he just, letter A, his name is A.
Oh.
And he has a lot of mysterious background that you find out through the book, and you're going to find out more in the second.
Yeah. Presumably, you decided this was going to be a series right from the start if it's called Book One. Would I be right to assume that, or did that name Book One come about closer to the end of writing it?
No, yeah, it's been a planned series for a while. I wanted to kind of make a series. I'm not sure how many books, like trilogy or whatever, but I just want to keep writing their story.
Yeah, I suppose as long as the inspiration comes, you can do as many books as you want, can't you?
That's right.
So how many do you think you could do? Do you have any idea yet?
I think I have up to four.
Ooh.
With the different types of things, different endings that I have planned.
Yeah.
If it goes further or stays shorter than that, I know it should at least be four.
Do you think you could write other books outside of this series in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I love mystery and thriller novels. I just finished a thriller last night that kind of inspired me a little bit. So I could take on anything. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, that sounds thrilling.
Yes, sir.
What's been your favorite part of promoting this book so far?
Kind of just getting to know it again. You know, I spent 2 years writing it and finally got it finished in May. But since then, I got to read it from the beginning and the front to, or from front to back, like 4 or 5 times, editing it, seeing what I can improve on for later, and also getting to do stuff like this.
Yeah. Every time you went back and read it, did you find stuff that you could improve on?
I believe it's a great story, but yeah, you could always improve on stuff. I think I can maybe improve on setting more, maybe details. There's a lot of details in the book, obviously, with magic involved. You kind of have to paint a scene, but you could always improve on it to make sure that you almost feel like you're watching it on the screen.
Are you going to take these improvements on board when you're writing the second book, I take it?
Of course.
Well, where are we able to find this book, Flames of Destiny Book 1?
You can find it on Amazon as a Kindle book, hardcover or paperback. They also put it on Barnes & Noble, the same three. I think they're called Nook books. I'm not positive on that. For the internet books, the readers, also paperback and hardcover. And I haven't looked at it. I don't know if it's done yet, but Google Books is also supposed to supply it.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you.
It's been great being a part of this. I appreciate your time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.